This is The Film Effect with Tiff.
It's inevitable. At 50, well, it stops.
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? Younger, more beautiful, more perfect. One single injection unlocks your DNA and will release another version of yourself. This is The Substance. A perfect balance of 7 days each. The one and only thing not to forget. You are one. You can't escape from yourself.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl. What's in your head? It doesn't matter.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Whoever you are, the one person sitting, driving. Maybe myself later listening to this on my own. I am back again. It seems like every time I do an episode, it's been like half a year. This is like the weirdest podcast. You guys are, if you even have me in your like saved shows, you're like, what is this? Suddenly there's another episode. Yep. Here we go. We're back again. So I saw a movie that really affected me, and actually I went and my friend Julie is back.
Hello.
Hey, it's Julie. Julie's back. And I'll let Julie say, if you want to say who you are, go ahead, I guess.
Who am I?
Welcome to a existential podcast.
I'm here to talk about The Substance. That's who I am right now.
That's it. Because we went together and I don't know if I convinced you to go or
no? I saw the trailer. I was interested in it. Was a movie I wanted to see, even though I knew it was going to be disturbing. And then when you said like let's go, I was like, yeah, when? Tonight? Can we go today? Basically, like, how soon can we go?
Right. And I also, I'm checking my levels. I just knew it was coming, and I wanted to see it so badly. I heard about it, and I even prepped for this movie by watching this director's other film called Revenge, which is a little bit in English, a little bit in French, and that was a good appetizer, I guess you could say, to this movie because of the visual aspect of it and the style in which she makes these movies, which is kind of insane. Like, it was probably one of the most unexpected movie experiences I've had in a very long time. I don't know how, I think we both experienced that.
Well, I went in with a little bit of trepidation, to be honest, because you talked to me, it screened in Cannes, was it? And
oh, wait, what did
it
I
had
tell
screened
you?
And you had talked about how people had such a, such a strong visceral reaction
from
to
the
end. And so I was nervous, you know, because I'm not big into horror or gore or anything like that.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is like really a horror film. That's what I was saying. Like, it's definitely graphic and there's a lot of like blood, which now you're like, oh, that sounds like horror. But
don't let that stop you. The movie's so great. It's not about that at all. Don't get lost in the gore. This movie is so good and so much deeper than that.
I'm so glad you liked it, even though we both
great. It, beautiful film.
I think
beautiful.
So too. It was weird. It was very the audience. Okay, let's just get into it.
Let's
so
go.
I'm gonna just do what I always do. If you're wondering what this movie is, let's go to the good old IMDb, and it is directed by Coralie. I don't know how to say this last name.
I know you should study French.
Do you know French? Would you? You don't want to take a stab at this, do you? Okay. I'm not doing it. Anyway, it's French. It's Coralie Fargeat. It's F-A-R-G-E-A-T. Anyone, just if you can say it out loud, go for it. It stars Demi Moore, Margaret Qualley, See, another one. I don't know how to say that last name. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, is it Quali? Is it Quayle? Anyway, and Dennis Quaid. Great cast. Amazing cast. Big movie for Demi Moore. She got a lot of, I think, press around this film. I think everybody was surprised to see what it was going to be because she hasn't been around. We haven't seen her for a long time in movies. So that was kind of another one. And yeah, it's funny. I'm looking at this and they kind of try to put it in a category, but there's drama, dark comedy, monster horror, psychological horror, body horror. And that's one I heard was body horror. That was the term that some other people had mentioned to me. One of my film friends, another film friend was like, I think that would be a body horror kind of category, which I haven't really seen. The only ones I could think of, honestly, that could fit this as like a side-by-side comparison, like The Fly from the 90s. Do you remember The Fly with Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
Because he literally, it's gross. Awful. It's awful what happens to his body. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of disgusting, like you're like, oh, this is so hard to take. Mm-hmm. And he becomes a fly, like a mutant. Which that movie is something else, man, for the time, I swear. I have seen that movie and I kind of did rewatch it in the past month just because it was on like free somewhere and I could barely get through. I don't know why. This one seemed easier. The gore in that around the way he just, oh man. Sorry, we're not going to talk about The Fly today. It's fine. If you guys want to watch that one, go for it. He is good in it and he does go through quite a transformation, that's for sure.
The understatement of the day.
I mean, it's terrifying. It's really gross. Okay, so let's. Oh, you know what? Let me read. There, I love reading the one sentence. We got a fading celebrity takes a black market drug, a cell replicating substance that temporarily creates a younger, better version of herself. Now, I'm just going to say what I loved about this was that the trailers and the previews for this film don't give you a whole lot. So I had really no idea what that meant in terms of like she's going to become a better version of herself. And this is what I'll ask you. I kind of thought it would actually just happen to her, which mm-hmm. I think she also thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that that's kept secret because that is a big, like, what the fuck moment when you're watching this movie. At least it was for me because I really didn't expect that to happen. I knew that this other actress was in it. And just, guys, I'm already getting into this. So, like, if you haven't seen this movie, stop here. You cannot listen to this. This is going to ruin the whole movie for you. So please go and watch it. It is available to rent on Prime right now. There's a channel called Mubi, M-U-B-I, that you can go find this film, and you can even do a free trial for a week if you want to watch it for free. Same thing on Prime Video. You can do a free trial and watch it for free. So I highly suggest you go find it and watch it before you click play on this podcast. Let me start there. Did you have any understanding of what this this drug was going to do for her to make her feel and look younger?
No, I didn't. I mean, like, all I saw was that one trailer and it, like, I remember the part where there are multiple pupils in the eye and like just this bright yellow substance that she would inject into herself. I mean, that alone looked horrifying, injecting the substance into.
It was crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And we do start, I'll bring this cause I'm remembering now the scenes. So I think the movie like opens with, should we talk about just start from the beginning?
Let's just dive in.
Okay. So this movie is very visual. It's amazing. It's super eye candy, as you said.
Oh, so beautiful.
Right. And that even just that opening alone where you are, it opens on like a bird's eye view of her star on Sunset Boulevard, right? Mm-hmm. So she's got the star. And you're kind of seeing people walk across it. And what it's really doing is they're showing you the passage of time from the time they make the star in the cement to the years passing and people, you know, coming and going. And then eventually we open on our main character who is, so my cats are acting crazy. They're just playing.
They are demanding food.
He's just freaking out. It's the full moon, everyone. Buckle up. And so we open on Elizabeth Sparkle, who is our character. Demi Moore is Elizabeth Sparkle, who is a kind of a what? Like a fitness
guru. I mean, she reminded me of Jane Fonda.
Yes. Yeah.
That era with the high cut leotard and the group of women behind her.
It was almost like
leg warmers.
This movie had like a timeless, like a weird what time are we in kind of feel, even though it was modern day. Because I think the 80s are back, so it's so confusing anyway. it really is. But yeah, so we end up introduced to her. But there is that scene, and I'm wondering if it's before or after this, that you see the egg get injected.
Oh, yeah, it's in the beginning.
The egg yolk, and then you see the yolk split.
Yep.
So that's kind of a hint.
Is that the first thing you see before? That's why it's challenging to talk about.
It's okay. I can...
The chronological order of the movie.
Yes. I actually have it here, so we can... I'll let you share a little about your first takes on, like, your first thoughts on this film while I do this really quick.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, I love films that are saturated in color. Like, that's what stands out to me so much is, like, the first... The yellow oak.
It's the first. It's kind of the first thing.
It is
you see.
The first thing.
It's before the star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry. Continue.
No. Yeah. And like those scenes where Elizabeth is walking to get the substance, and she has that bright yellow coat on, and it's
awesome.
It's awesome, and her apartment, and her studio, and even how they film Margaret Qualley, like just visually stunning. As uncomfortable as the movie is to watch, it is visually stunning.
Yeah, and it's so this is I think why I love this movie so much is like I'm not, you know, obviously in films like they do pick wardrobe, they do pick there things are being chosen obviously, but this is so orchestrated. Like when you see a filmmaker do stuff like this, it's really I don't know. It's like it has a bigger meaning than just like, okay, here's the outfit, you know?
Oh yeah.
Or the hallway or the bathrooms or like every piece of this movie is so, and you can feel it when you're watching it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's purposeful is what I guess I'm trying to say, which I love. I just thought that was like amazing.
The sounds.
Yeah.
And this is the one movie I was physically uncomfortable from start to finish.
The sounds.
Sounds are awful.
Everything so this movie is very, it's funny. Hopefully you've watched it if you're here, but just the closeness, the wide angles, and then that crazy, the aggressive detail of the sound, just like when he's eating the shrimp.
Oh, so disgusting.
It's disgusting.
So disgusting.
Which is something you wouldn't really think would be, that's what's funny about it is you're kind of like, I would never have perceived this as being this disgusting, but just somebody eating shrimp becomes like almost horrific. Like you're like, I can't even watch this. This is so bad, which is, I think, how she builds into the body horror that comes later.
Yes.
It's like you're prepping along the way for this thing to happen. So once again, I'm jumping all over the place. That's what we do, Joel.
Jump, girl.
Well, I want to go to we are walking through this because you did say you didn't think that you didn't know exactly how she was going to become younger.
Yeah, I would think that she would just go through a transformation where everything would just tighten up and like the features would change. I don't know.
Yeah, like the wrinkles would smooth out and somehow like it'd be like a quick Botox. Like all of a sudden
everything
soft and
shiny. Everything from the inside out would just,
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But that is not what fucking happens.
No,
not at all. And so before we even kind of move along, I want to just talk about like what the themes are because I like to talk about themes. And I always think with the movies, especially this one, there's such an underlying message. Obviously big ones in this one are, you know, she's obviously commentary about aging, women aging, and I think about our value as we age and how we're seen in society and also how we're seen by men. so much of that. And then also just, I was saying to you, I started to think about it again and I felt like there's that idea of control mm-hmm. and what we think we can control and mm-hmm. what we can change and how you can't, how sometimes you can't. And when you, it's like an illusion almost of that, at least for me. And then that idea of fear, because, you know, that's the whole, what's the conflict? What is the point of attack for the story? Which is, to me, just here we have this woman. She is aging. She's 50th birthday. Welcome. That's me. I'm having my 51st birthday, so I can be right there along with you, Demi. And suddenly her career and her life just completely ended all in one big swoop because of her age. Is that what you kind of would predict or say the sum up of that?
Well, for me, but I had very different themes.
Yeah, let's go.
So for me, the first one was the level of self-hatred.
Oh, yes.
And this, like how hard, I am my own worst critic. I know how hard I am on myself and mm-hmm. like to see that portrayed so uncomfortably. So nice. It just made me squirm in my seat. And then also I loved when I would ask other people to watch this movie and like the first words out of the mouth is like, wow, I am beautiful as I am now. And so like, I'm glad that was something like walk away.
Oh, interesting. Yes.
You know, like I'm going to stop being so critical of my appearance. Like I'm fine. And that's a gift.
Is that what we needed? We needed this movie to help us.
I mean, because it's so apparent. I mean, Demi Moore is so beautiful. Oh, like, and so for her to go through the little transformations in the beginning when she does and she's tripping and like feeling like, and it's just like, oh, sweetheart, like you're still so gorgeous. Like, who cares about the finger?
You know what's funny? Can I challenge you on that a little bit? Like, because now I'm thinking, not you, but just this idea. Because what's funny is that there are these very long scenes. Like, so she... You know, so she basically has her birthday, her career's kind of ending, and she ends up in the hospital because she ends up in a car accident, kind of briefly, right? She gets hit by another car.
Yeah.
That's why she ends up in the hospital.
Yep.
And then the nurse is like, you might want to try this. It'll change
your
life.
You're a good candidate. What does that mean?
Right. But then we have these scenes where she's like standing naked in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
perfectly white tiled bathroom, staring in the mirror, and now we're observing her. So the audience we see, and it's almost like, I feel like the shots are like going up and down her body. So we're seeing her in full like view. And I think this is so purposeful because you just said she's so beautiful and I would agree with you, but was there any little part in your head? I mean, this is a hard question to ask.
That was critical of her.
Yes. That you could
be. Of course there was. I mean,
see?
It's like, because it's Demi Moore.
That's right.
She's a movie star. She's known for her beauty. And she's also publicly like done things to herself. Like she's gotten plastic surgery, you know,
so,
like she is revered as like continuing to look younger. She's 61. I had to look it up. She's
I know.
10 years
I
older
know.
Than
she
the
is
actor
10 years older.
She,
yep.
Than what she plays in film. And she's still gorgeous and still.
Right.
Really beautiful. And yes, to be completely honest, I found myself being critical of her body. And like also it talks for me, it captured that private time that I've spent with myself in the bathroom.
Wow. Yes.
Like, you know, like, cause
like we all do.
We all do.
Everyone. I think,
yeah.
I mean,
like
listen,
looking at things like, oh God, what's going on over
yeah,
there?
Yeah. I can't say we can speak for every woman or
no,
man.
No, but like, let me just speak for myself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
But like the isolation, that was another thing. Like this is a private thing. This is nothing. This is a time in our daily life where we don't talk about this with like our friends. This is something we all do, I'm assuming.
Oh yeah.
I've done every day of my life.
I think everyone does that. Every time I get into the shower, I have to take a glance. I mean, I don't know she was about to take this substance, I think, or maybe she does that before she goes to makes the phone call. But that was something that I just thought of now when you said people walk away from this, which I've heard too, because my mother said that when I've seen this movie twice, guys, in the theater.
You did take your mom to see it?
I took my mom to
cool.
see it.
Wow.
And it was the same response, which is like, God, what a shame, because she was so beautiful to start.
Yes.
But that's only because you see what happens. However, in that moment where we first see her, I'm thinking, I kind of quietly, it was almost like, we were asked to be our own judge and critic, because she's like, here she is now. The, you know, the story, like, it's,
oh,
like,
and
here
they
she
set
is
her up
now.
Walking through the hallway of posters of her,
that's
younger
right.
self. So, and it's like, you get to compare yeah. how she is now to how she was. Right. And there's that natural of like, oh, well, yeah, she does look different.
Yeah. And we also
oh,
know
God,
who,
that's awful.
Yeah. And also we already know, and this is what we do to celebrities, no offense, a whole other topic, but like, we all have been waiting to see Demi Moore. So we, anybody who's seen Demi their whole life of movies, like, I've seen her in so many things. You were all a little curious. I think everybody wanted to see this movie because they're like, let's see what she looks like. Mm. I hear she's like going to be naked in this movie. Like, so there's a little bit of that cringy thing of like,
oh yeah.
Oh,
is.
Totally.
So
everybody
cringy.
Wants you to go. And that's a pull too, where you're like, let me go be the judge and critic, which you're not thinking this at all, but it taps into our own nature, which is that we can't help it. And so like we come in and you see her and then what's your first thought? Like, you're kind of sizing her up. You're like, wow, okay, she looks, yeah, pretty good for her age.
Oh.
Right? Did that come into your brain?
Probably.
Probably, right? So yeah. It's kind of funny because that whole dynamic of, or that whole journey that we go through, which is we are also part of, what an experience of a movie, because she's
yes.
throwing it at you.
Yeah.
And she's saying, look, you're just like this.
Yes.
You hate this, and yeah. it's also who you are. So it's really deep for me on that level. Cause I was, when you just said that, I was thinking that, and I was admitting to myself, yeah, I was doing that when I saw her that first scene.
Thank you for calling me out on that too. Cause that's a part that I would not want to be honest
no,
about at all.
Does. Nobody does.
And it, yeah.
Yeah.
So
and then we
you.
All say it when it's over. Oh, but she was so gorgeous to start, but only compared to that. Right. If you start comparing yourself to something worse, then somehow it's better. But that's a whole, maybe I'm taking that too far, but I definitely think that like I found myself feeling that, which I was like, you know, and then you bring in, then it gets even more complicated.
You bring in Margaret Qualley.
I mean,
and
God.
Like,
yeah.
And I didn't look this up, but like a friend of mine did a deep dive on this movie. And she said that she saw interviews with Margaret saying like, that's not her body either. And that it had tons of makeup and like,
oh, I bet
everything on it. And like, that gave me some relief too, because the body they picture, they show her as is perfect. It's, and it's like, and then also it's so in your face. Oh my God.
So in your face.
And it's like, it's so uncomfortable. It's like, you want to look, but you don't want to look. And like, it feels like a violation to be shown that graphically, that like, it's a huge visual dosage.
No, you're right. And I think that's like why this movie is so, it's just so impacting. Like it just, yeah. Cause she really is just like, I'm going to shove it in your face, and super close ups. Like everything is so, I mean, it's awesome.
Clean and clear yeah. and bouncy and yeah. fresh and dewy.
Yeah. And then when it's ugly, it's really ugly.
Wow.
There's so, I mean, we could probably do like five podcasts on this. So yeah. Anyway, go ahead. So you had us, what was your themes again?
But then like, did I talk about the isolation. Like that's
isolation.
When I was thinking about this morning, I just saw how isolated, Elizabeth Sparkle was in her life.
Yeah.
Like she was alone in her work, alone in her apartment, like completely isolated. And I think it conveyed that feeling of like being so hard on ourselves too, and not wanting to talk about it.
That was interesting. It's funny because I thought about that like way later after I saw it the second time, because I was like, yeah, like why did it have to get this bad? And I, at first you could say, oh, it's the movie, but it's the business, it's Hollywood, it's show business, it's, you become a super critic of yourself. But I thought like, it's weird that this person has no, and that's so on purpose, but like, you don't know anything else about her. You just know that she's alone. Mm-hmm. You don't even see her call a friend at any point.
Nope.
I mean, that's really isolated.
Yes.
And then you wonder, like, how could that even happen to somebody? To have no other person. I don't know. Maybe that wasn't the point of the story, so she didn't.
I think it's an interesting theme. And like, also, there is zero communication between her and her, the self that comes out of her. None. Yeah,
they can't communicate. They didn't try.
No, they didn't even try.
They could have left notes for each other.
Nope, it was just war.
God, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it. Okay, so let's.
I know.
Let's move through it a little bit. So, okay, so we have. I kind of told you guys that. And I know I don't need to explain the whole movie, but just for the sake of talking about it. So we go from that to she basically gets this phone number, and I need to see why. There's always a moment of like, what's when she's going to finally click in, you know, like when the story really clicks in. And I'm trying to remember
why she decides to call the number.
Why she ends up calling.
I don't remember.
All right, let me just.
Yeah.
Was it the guy asking her on the date?
Mm. But it didn't seem. I didn't get the feeling that she was interested in him at that point.
Hold on.
At that moment.
I'm gonna
the first ask. I think she kind of felt like, I am so out of your league.
I know, but she was so nice.
She was nice.
Like, I kind of like you like her because she's so like Yeah, like you can't help but like her because she just seems kind.
And innocent.
And kind of innocent. Yeah. I thought that came across even though she didn't say a whole lot. Well, you have the scene where, okay, I'm actually scroll. I have it on my screen, so I'm scrolling through it. She gets the, okay, here we go. Throws the number of the guy in the trash. And here we are. I wonder if I can just play this for a minute.
Yeah.
But I don't know what is the catalyst for her to finally call. I know she's back. Here we go. She's back home. She's thinking about all of her.
Is it her billboard outside?
Yes. And now this is a scene where she's.
No, but is it when she's like confronting herself? Because
and they rip the face.
She lives in this place.
Yes.
In this apartment that looks out to a billboard of herself.
That's true. It's crazy. And I couldn't even live there.
I know.
It's so crazy. I'm like, fuck, that's insane.
And there's that huge portrait of her in the workout gear.
Well, it's
in
like
her
it's
apartment.
Like she's idolized herself or something.
Yeah.
Like that's a little I think it's because she. Oh, here it is. I found it. See? I'm glad I have this up.
Or is it because she overhears the conversation?
This is what it is. See this scene right here? So she goes home and she has a rough night. Looks like she's looking through her Emmys and awards and stuff, and she smashes the globe, or she throws it at the face of the picture.
Oh.
And the next morning, she sees in the newspaper that they're casting to replace her.
Yeah.
That's the catalyst.
And she's like, okay.
So then, and that's what I'm seeing right here.
A version of myself.
So now she's like, fuck this. I'm calling this number.
Send this.
That's what it is. Say, now we're here. Now she's going to get the packet or get the.
And I love too, like how far out of her way she has to go to get the substance. And like, it's this seedy place.
It's so creepy.
And she has to crawl underneath.
Yes.
Like the contortions that she had to go through. And there's no help there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Human interaction.
And I kind of love that this movie is so, there's not a lot of dialogue. And in a way, this is relatable to a horror movie where you are with Elizabeth now. Mm-hmm. And everything she's now going to do is like, you're her. So I remember we were watching it and I'm like, oh my God, don't go under that.
No, don't
Why
go,
are
don't
you
go.
Doing that?
Don't
like, go. Get out of there. That's a bad sign. And then you watch her go under and you're like, fuck.
No.
Yeah, no, don't go in the corner. You know, like, we're like, what is she about to do? So we're kind of, at this point, we're really with her. And and I have a weird thought. Like, what if, I wonder if it, okay, because we can admit, like I just said how old I am, and you're not in your 20s, so.
No, I just turned 52.
You did? Oh, when? Oh my God, I don't know.
The
I
day before Halloween. I know. Julie. I know, and like
how
that,
did I not
that,
know that
line where like Dennis Quaid
That's terrible.
Says,
I feel
50,
like the worst friend
everything
ever.
Everything stops, and I was just like, no, don't listen to it. No.
No, and it's BS because we're all, like you said, like it all starts when we're young, and then we just start aging. There's no stopping it, but. I was wondering if this is hitting home for people our age and it would hit differently for a 20-year-old watching this movie.
Like, would they pick up on the self-hatred or like how hard we are on ourselves or anything like that?
Like
the pressure to present a certain way.
Or just the
know.
Feeling of the
or
related
fear of like, this is inevitable.
Well, because I'm in that space, like I'm in that age bracket. And so for me, this hits in a different way than it would if I was like maybe 30. Maybe I'd say, because I even used to say stuff like that. Like I used to be like, oh, I'm not going to buy into all that bullshit when I'm older. I'm just going to age gracefully, which I still say to myself because I want to have that belief about myself. But I think it does get harder and harder to accept aging, that it's coming for you. That's what I hear. And I've have felt it a little bit, like that pull of like, would I go do something? Am I? And everyone around me is doing stuff. So you kind of, you're being presented with it. The culture of,
that youth can still be bought on some level. There are things that you can still do to preserve it or bring it back.
I mean, somehow. Now I'm getting really deep, but I keep. Well, I mean, and this is my whole thing with this movie. And this is why I thought it was so brilliant, especially for women, is this whole way that we've been brought into the world. And we go along because it's what we're taught from the time we're little kids, which is if you're a girl, from a very young age, you're being taught to look pretty, smile, you know, put on a pretty dress. It's just this thing about beauty. I don't know. It's just like embedded in our being from the time you're really tiny. And then you're already doing it. I mean, think about it. Like you're being taught. You don't come out naturally and go, I don't know. I think that's just because we've been fed it. Like, for example, like, oh, get your nails painted. Now, I had to learn that. Like, somebody had to take me and paint my nails or show me, look, this is how women are supposed to look. You should have makeup on. You should be wearing these kinds of outfits. You should be, you know, doing your nails and doing your hair. And it's a whole thing that I wonder, like, how we would really be if nobody taught us to do those things. So this is, to me, aging has become an extension of that.
Because you know aging isn't something that we're taught to believe. That's not really true.
Right, Julie, back to the old episode. Old. Remember we talked about that on the old on the episode about old?
I don't remember, but like.
Oh, you did, because I was listening to it. I thought like, damn, I should have thrown those two movies together because that movie was about people aging too, but all in one day.
Oh, right.
Everybody had to age in one day, their whole lives. No, but I just mean like. I'm getting to a point, but for me, I've kind of floated along. I will admit, like, I'm not a super girly girl. I don't do a lot of those things, but like, I've gotten away with it because like, I look good or I look younger for my age or whatever. And now I'm starting to see, and you kind of relate to the people in your age group. So if you're a woman and like, everybody's doing this, you know, like you start to see how everybody else operates. And I just have noticed more and more people that are in my age bracket, like everybody's, they're either talking about it or they're, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm doing my Botox. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Like you should start, like if you start sooner, it's easier. So like, that's the next thing. So now it's like, okay, well now you should be getting Botox. Not that I believe in it, but it's interesting how you can get wrapped up in like what's next for being a woman and like, what are you supposed to be doing to be seen as beautiful, attractive, and for what? Like, we don't even question it. People just do it. And it's like, why do you feel the need to be so accepted? Is it because you're trying to accept yourself or is it for other people? So I just threw out like five different things.
I know. And then you know where my head went is like that comment of like, after you're surfing, you were told that you look 15 years younger. It's like when you were doing something, you're completely present. You loved every minute of it and how it just washed everything away. Like, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, and I'm going to admit something really ugly on here.
Ooh.
Well, I, you know, no offense. Like, I know some people, like, get these things done. And, like, maybe they think they look prettier because they, like, have done all this stuff to their face. But, like, I think they looked better before they did that.
Mm.
I hate to say that. But I'm like, there's something about the, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that sometimes. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. Like, you don't even... I kind of feel like even though you had some lines on your face, like you looked.
I remember a close friend of mine got Botox and like her expressions completely changed, like the shape of her eyebrows. And she looked like a different person. Right. And it was creepy to me. I was like, who is this? Like, she doesn't even look like herself anymore.
Yeah. And I listen, everyone, if you're listening and you're a lady and you're pissed off right now because I'm talking about this, I'm sorry. Right. This is just my point of view, but I do, cause everyone do what you need to do, but this is what's
maybe, yeah, anyway,
but this is why this movie blew my mind because I was like thinking about all of these things and, and you talked about, there's other themes we're going to talk about, but the concept of the need and the fixation out of, I don't know what, but to kind of pause the aging process so that you don't look, I don't know, what's the word? Old? or ugly, or, and then I'm like, that's on the surface. You know, people want to look.
It feels like how you age is an indication of who you are, but it's not. It's not. It's not a direct equation. I think that's what I just saw. It was like, you know, I must. There's that thing. Like when I see, okay, I hate this. Here comes the ugly. Here we go.
That's okay. But when this, I see think people, my people age, to get honest,
who like, yeah, like started to turn gray in their 30s, and like I saw, I'm like, oh my god, like what happened to you? You know, and
you're shocked by it. You're like
oh my god, did you just wake up like into like a little old version of yourself? Like, oh my god, what happened? And then like I go through like, huh, I wonder, do they drink too much? Is it like their diet? Are they stressed? You know, like they just telling themselves, like, have they been telling themselves that they're old every single day? Like, I don't know. I don't know. And then it's like, crazy. And then there's like the parts that's like, well, you know, I don't drink coffee and I don't drink alcohol. And like, yes, sugar has been, but like, I know that I look younger when I'm not eating sugar. I like, it's just like, it's like this constant inventory of the things that I've been doing for a long time that on some level I feel like are helping to keep me look good.
But is it an illusion? That's my point.
I don't know.
Right? Like, it gives us the idea that we're controlling something.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, is it really, though? And this is why I love this story. Like, it really made me think. And, like, what's awesome about the movie, which we'll get back to, don't worry. And listen, I'm going to admit this, too. I'm saying all this shit about aging, and I am just as bad. I dye my hair. I'm not sitting here letting it all just happen. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely have done things to adjust my appearance around looking older. So I'm part of the problem, if it's a problem or whatever it is. I think that that's how it's got us. And this movie just takes that little tiny idea and it explodes it to the point where you can't ignore. And I mean, I'll get to this towards the end, but you know, it's a slow process for her. She tries something that seems crazy and then it happens, you know, and then the need to, I don't know, just not try to keep it going. Like, not that whole thing is what the movie becomes to me, is like, she's so desperate to keep it going. I'm sorry, I'm not making much sense. So yeah, in the story, she takes this, which that whole scene is wackadoo. Remember, I was with you and I was like, no fucking way. There's no way I'm opening a box with a syringe.
With this bright yellow liquid and sticking it into, there are no directions, really. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Like, maybe like three bullet points or something, but
you have to just suspend some disbelief here because I had a hard time with that scene. I was like, she opens this thing up. It's a needle. She's basically shooting up like it's heroin. She's got to like put the tie on her arm, put the needle in. And then, I mean, it was crazy. And I'm like, okay, right off the bat, I would be like, no, thank you. This is way too insane. But she does it. She trusts it somehow. We trust it. I guess what's the difference? People put needles in your face for Botox. I mean, what else do we do, right? So she, or whatever it is, I'm sure, you know, people get surgeries. So she puts, but it's the fact she's doing it herself, which is wacko. But she does the process. She stands, this is a scene and a half, man. Because we didn't know what was coming, did you?
No.
Standing in front of the mirror, looking at herself, waiting. And there's a moment where she's like, oh, it didn't work. Remember? She's sitting there and she's kind of waiting for something to happen. And then all of a sudden, it's like she's rocked with pain and she's like throwing herself all over the floor.
Doesn't her pupil change color?
Yes.
Go from green to blue?
Yeah, it's almost like the splitting of the egg. Yeah, like you start to see it happening in her eye. But she's also physically throwing herself around and she ends up on the floor, and then in the most graphic and crazy, her back splits open.
Oh, awful.
And then Margaret Qualley just pops out.
I know, so of weird. Her body. Oh my god.
Like, she just birthed a hot 20-year-old. I don't know what happened. Yeah. She just was like, boop. And then there's like a whole other person. I mean, I couldn't have been more shocked in my entire life. I was just like,
There are two of them. And they don't look alike.
I mean, that was the thing. Were they supposed to look similar?
I don't know.
I felt like, I don't know. It was just so crazy. So now we're watching this, which we're like, what does this mean? And then oddly enough, the person that popped out of her
knows what to do.
What the fuck? She knows what to do. So then she sews up the the split back of Elizabeth Sparkle. This is just such a crazy story. And yeah, and then what?
Somehow she figures out that she has to like hook her up to the feeding tube, the solution, the 7 day. Like somehow she knows that she can only live for 7 days, and then they have to switch. And somehow they know how to switch. And like she sets up the feeding bag and like goes off and gets her part back.
Right. And I think it's funny because like there's so much about that whole scene that you could just be like, this doesn't make, like, there's no way, right? You just said it, like, somehow she sews her up, and then somehow she just knows what to do. And I'm like, I think because it's so shocking, we just go along with it. We're just like, what is happening? Like, you can't even believe what's happening. You're like, oh my God, what is going on? And so I think we're just shocked. So she goes through that, and then, and I'm trying to bring this back to my point, but I don't know. I'm going to let you talk, Julie. I don't even know. Here's the scene. So she sees herself. She sews it up. Here they are. I guess she goes to bed. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Her nose is starting to bleed.
And that's how she knows needs
to stabilize. Stabilizing, which means she has to take something from... I mean, this is amazing, this whole setup. She's got to take something from her, what would you even call this?
Original self?
Yes. And inject it into herself so she can...
stay in this form.
Stay like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I sews her up, and then, you're right, then she goes to the audition, which is, there is a lot of... They are like just give. She does just move this thing along without explaining much, and I guess we get it.
But even that, like,
we just get it. But
that character Sue is so uncomfortable too. Like she's like the innocence and like the wanting to just please and just like give them what they want and like just put herself on display.
Yeah, she's almost one dimensional, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're kind of both a little one dimensional in some way, like. Mm-hmm. It evolves, but there's a level of like, she just goes and it's funny. I wonder how I was processing that now that I'm thinking about it. Like, did she know what to do because she's still a part of Demi Moore, like Elizabeth Sparkle, that she would want to go now and audition for the part? Because that's what caused her to want to do this procedure in the first place.
Yeah.
Was that she was being
like,
replaced.
This is where I feel like we could get lost in the details because
okay,
like,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
Because
no, thank
like,
you,
there's
Julie.
Also,
bring
like,
it back around. Bring me back around.
Because you're right. Like there is that sense. She knows what to do and like what to do next and like,
yeah,
achieves the goal. But then we go on to see that there's no communication between the two of them, which was hard for me to accept as a, like there didn't seem to even be memory when they would cross back. Like, remember when Sue wakes up and like the apartment's just full of food.
Yes.
And it seems like she has no memory of that at all. Like there doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. They're disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, when they're the other person, they're like, whenever each one of them is, what'd you call
it? They hate the other one.
Alive. They just do what they do. And then it's 7 days on, 7 days off,
yeah.
Whatever. It's this whole formula. And one line, which becomes the line now every time, is that you are one. So there's that whole setup, which is, I wish I could find that part.
Yeah, remember, you are the same. You are one.
You are one.
Yeah.
So I want to find, yeah. What else do you have to share with me?
Well, that's interesting too, because like we were talked about her isolation, how she didn't talk to anyone. So she has conversations with the man who answers the phone about questions about the substance, right? And she's like calling him to complain to him, like, she's not following the rules, she's not doing it. And he's like, I've got nothing to tell you, like, you are one. And it just doesn't seem to land.
No. And she's like, he's like, respect the balance. You have to respect the balance.
Yeah.
And then at one time she calls and she's like, she's not respecting the balance.
Yeah.
She's like, this bitch is not respecting.
Yeah.
Well, it says here, this is the ad. It's, have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? You, only better in every way. Seriously, you've got to try this new product. But this is what the guy says to her. But There's only one rule. You share time 1 week for you, 1 week for the new you, 7 days each, a perfect balance. But there is that, like when she watches the ad, I think it says,
and it seems doable. It's kind of like, how are they going to pull this off with like shooting and all that stuff? But then again, that's details. But then like, of course the younger self doesn't want to go back to the older version. It's like once you experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a terrible setup to start. Cause it's like, yeah, I mean, it is weird. Cause she's got a, what's funny too, is when she is herself, Elizabeth Sparkle, she doesn't do anything.
No, she watches TV.
She like can't eat. Now that she's created this younger version of herself, she's just let it live. And now she's basically decided to like abandon herself until she decides to go on that date, which is like, I mean,
such. So
we could talk about that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely an interesting scene. What did you think of all that?
Oh, it was so painful. That was just so hard to watch. So uncomfortable. That's when I really got in touch with the theme of self-loathing and like being so critical and hard on oneself.
Have you ever done? I mean, I was actually, because the whole movie, it's like you're playing yourself through it. You're like, how would I do? That's how I watch movies. Maybe it's just me. Mm-hmm. But I was watching that scene and moving through it emotionally. I was like, great. She's going to, good. Because you're sick of watching her already. You're kind of like tired of her just sitting around and thinking like, what are you doing with this? Like, go do something.
That's when she starts to wake up to her own value, doesn't she?
I think so.
And she like the possibilities of her own life.
She's kind of like, yeah, I'm not living my life. So that's what I got. And then she decides to call the guy and he's in complete fucking shock, which is so funny.
Aww.
And then she gets ready.
She gets excited about the possibility of going out on a date with a nice guy.
Yeah. She's like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then it just backfires in every way. But I was thinking to myself, and I did listen to that podcast with the director, that other podcast.
Right.
But
she's referencing the movie podcast.
I'm sorry. There's a podcast right
with Rico Galliano and the director.
Yes, thank you.
Very
Julie.
Helpful.
Thank
very, you. Very helpful.
And I thought, have I ever done something like that? Out of just, I don't feel like I'm good enough, and then I just panic. Like, I was wondering, has anybody really done that? Where you're too afraid to go on the date or whatever, where you bail?
I do that on the daily. I mean, my God.
Do you really?
Yes. I mean, I've gotten better, but I mean, I have been my own worst enemy my entire life. And like the time like that I've stopped myself from doing dumb things for superficial reasons like, oh, I don't like my outfit or I feel dorky or like I won't go today. I'll go tomorrow. Yes.
It's funny because I didn't.
It's subtle. It's really subtle. But like that's the practice, is to like look at the thoughts that stop you.
Sorry, I'm trying to find the scene.
Yeah, I know.
The I'm other keeping part, the, keeping are going. You keeping me on? okay, so yeah, you're saying yes, you can relate to that. I wonder if other people, women, have you been on dates and or planned a date and then
it doesn't even have to be around a date. It could just be anything that you want to do.
And you felt like you weren't able to show up for it based on your appearance or how you feel about yourself.
Both, yeah.
I'm going to backtrack.
It's like this internal disqualification, this internal, harshness.
Yeah. So I'm going to back up for a minute. Cause I'm noticing just some other scenes that are kind of propelling this thing to that point of the date. That the Sue decides to,
Oh, Sue.
She's awesome. By the way, I love her.
She is, but like, she was my least favorite. I struggled with the scenes with her because it was so in my face, her beauty and her youthfulness. It was like, to me, she's the true monster of the film.
She really is. And it's like beauty is the monster. You know, even though the monster is the monster at the end is the other thing. But really, it's this. This is the real monster. And I'm sorry, even just the scenes with the red. First of all, the exercise scenes, the show that she puts on is so stupid.
So
It's so ridiculous.
Over sexualized.
It's like not even exercise. I'm like,
no.
Who is watching this show?
It's a dance video, like girl grinding.
And I think that's on point. I mean, yes. It's just to show you how dumb. Anyway, that was funny too. But I'm remembering this part too, Julie, just to, we're getting really deep on this. But once Sue gets pretty comfortable with the situation, she starts rearranging her apartment. She builds this whole secret like space to like lock up and hide the old Sparkle. Put her in the closet.
The old Sparkle.
And not only does she build this thing, it's like in a dark.
Yeah.
It's so depressing. Just so she can start to do more, which is kind of like have somebody over. That's kind of the goal, I think. Because she's like, I can't leave this body on the floor.
Mm-mm.
But she's literally hiding. It's funny, right? Like Sparkle takes the substance so that she can hide her age. And then literally the younger version of herself hides her as an older version. Like it's so, what happens in this movie is so literal. It's putting things and ideas in such a, it's just amazing to me. I'm like, that's like exactly what's happening on all levels underneath the storyline. And literally it's happening. Now she's building, which she has got some great tools. And she seems to know how to do everything. Once again, she can like fucking cut a wall and build it. And
better version of yourself in every way.
Every way. Oh my God. It's so funny. And so then that happens. Yeah. And then the date. How does the date happen? I'm just moving this along. I think that what's starting to happen is that they're now starting to battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's now that they're waking up to
a mess.
Either a mess, or now she's like, she just moved my picture.
Or she took an extra dose that she wasn't.
That's when it starts to get really out of control. But that doesn't happen yet. So I think she.
But it does happen before the date. Because remember, she took that extra dose.
Oh, shit, and you're then right, Julie.
That's the reason why she doesn't want to go on the date, is because that one finger looks distorted.
Wow. And I watched this twice.
And like, talk about such a small thing that's so like, I'm sure that guy would love her even with that one finger.
So I know that's what I was thinking. I was like, just let it go and just go, just try.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. Look
at
this shot.
It's like how we fixate on one thing and disqualify ourselves.
I just found this weird shot where they're like on top of each other.
Yeah.
It's so strange. Yeah. So there's now we're starting to build where they're kind of starting to grapple with like what the other one is doing in their absence. And it's when she goes back to get her stuff, and it's, man, I need to like rewatch this another time. There's so much here. Then this guy knocks on the door and he's mad because she's making the noise. Then he sees how gorgeous she is and he's like, oh.
Just falls all over himself.
He's an idiot. The men in this movie are baffling idiots.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, can we talk about that? Like the way she portrays the men?
Oh.
Bad news. Like they're just... It's like they're not even human. They're just walking around being affected by women. Like it's, and then at the same time, like judging and controlling and trying to.
That's
like,
why I wonder if it's an archetype for the thoughts, like the internal dialogue that we have, and like the projections that we have about men that aren't really true. Like this fictionalizations about the opposite sex.
I think you're absolutely right. I think all those voices of the men are just our own voices being thrown right back at us. That whole thing with the way she plays it out, like literally in the film. So the voice you hear in your head is now Dennis Quaid,
mm-hmm.
who's like, smile pretty for everybody. Everybody likes it when you smile. Stuff like that. Yeah. Like so creepy. I'm like, oh, good God. Did I hear
and
that?
He walks
my
around
whole
life? Like the church lady from Poltergeist. Did you pick that up? He like squeaks, right? Oh, she loves it. I just picked up this
God,
reference.
Sorry.
But she does.
So funny, Julie. I can't.
This is Tiff's day, just got made.
Oh my God. Dennis Quaid, you didn't know. No, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Even the way he walks is ridiculous. The sound effects.
Oh,
him.
Everything. Yeah, you're right. He is ridiculous, you know? And even I was noticing at the end, when she's going to do the big New Year's Eve show, Sue. And now she's got her, you know, now we're jumping to the end. We're now, she's killed off sparkle in a very horrific scene where they battle each other out. And he wants to come up here. Sorry, my cats are here. And she's trying to cover up the fact that her teeth are falling out.
Oh, I couldn't watch. That was awful.
And she is in the hallway. This was interesting too. She's in the hallway and there's all those men that are like the people, like the business, the executives. And there's my beautiful girl. Let me see you smile. And she can't smile because she's got her teeth falling out. So she kind of smiles. But then all these girls start walking past that are like the showgirls. And they're all, their names, by the way, one of them was Tiffany, which made me feel really great. They're just like walking past and the men are just like, oh, and then they just,
I love feathers.
And they just kind of all go bopping off like after the girls. And yeah, I'm like,
with no like topless and like they're and they're like rhinestone thong on and then these feathers. I mean, it's just crazy. like so over the top showgirl lack of costume.
I know, and I'm like, what is this show that everyone's going to watch? So it was just, but that whole thing of how the men were just like cartoons. They weren't even like real people.
No.
It was hilarious. I mean, there's comedy in this movie too, guys.
It's like we don't see each other clearly.
Yeah. And like I said, the movie kind of jumps from being a little bit graphic and horrific to like, you're laughing because you can't believe how ridiculous it gets. Like,
and in the interview she did, she talks about the humor as being like a protection or like a way to cope with like how gnarly the message is.
Is that something we all do too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like you, it's too hard. So you just make fun of it a little bit. Like you kind of, and ourselves. Yeah. What else did you write down there, Jules?
Oh, I just I mean like this. This movie just, it brings so many feelings and I just, I got the church late. I'm getting them in. I didn't think I would get them in.
No, I'm trying to be a.
I think we've said everything that I remembered.
Okay. There's the finger.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, maybe we can bring up some of our favorite scenes. I don't know why, but one of my favorite scenes is when she's now. Okay, now we're at the point in the story where the balance is getting fucked, okay? Because now Sue, who's having a good old time, Sue's getting into her, you know, she's getting into it. She's getting, like, famous. She's starting to feel it. She wants to have fun. She wants to stay out late. She wants to have a little, like, woo-woo, you know? She wants to get it on. And she, in order for her to extend her time as Sue, she's got to take more of the, what do you call it?
The stabilizer.
She's got to take more from Sparkle.
Yep.
And this is where it starts to set off the balance. And what we learn very quickly is that when she does this by going over the 7-day extension and inject, you know, pulling whatever out of her and injecting herself from Sparkle, Sparkle begins to lose her age even more. So now she's waking up
aggressively.
So the fingers, the first hint.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the next time is when it's gotten like way over the days and she wakes up and she's, her legs are everything. Like
her
she's
leg,
old, her face, her hair. And she comes and sits down on the sofa. I'll never forget this scene. And she is like watching a talk show where Sue is basically saying some nasty stuff about Sparkle. She's like, well, you know, you kind of replaced a legend, whatever. And like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, did you ever watch her show? And she's like, honestly, no. And so she's kind of bad talking. Do you remember this? Elizabeth Sparkle's like existence and career. And she's kind of dissing her. Like she's outdated. She's, my mom might have had it on the TV, so maybe. But, like, she's really putting her down in a way. And this, like, pisses her off. So she is now, like, I'm good. And she has the cookbook, which was her gift. For all of those years, she got this, you'll have more time on your hands. Like, my wife got you this gift. And it's this cookbook that she now opens up. And she's like, fuck this, I'm going to just cook. And so she decides to make, it's really random, too. Another scene where there's no explanation. I'm like, how did she get all the food? That was my first thought. Do you remember when she starts cooking in the kitchen and she's got all this? We don't see her leave. We don't see her go to the grocery store. No, she just has the food right there somehow and she's cooking all the food. And she's so angry watching this episode. She's just like back to the sounds, the audio of like kind of like the shrimp scene when he's eating the shrimp. Like you can hear the cooking sounds, like the smashing of this and like things are exploding and it's just nasty and gross, but she's just kind of comedic in her response to, she's like talking to the TV now, almost like talking to the other version of herself. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was funny because I feel like she's, you know, we're watching Elizabeth really grapple. Now she's really turning because now it's out of her hands.
And it's starting to affect her when she comes back, like, right? And she calls and she calls the number and speaks to the guy. I never equated him with a devil and like a deal with the devil. Like, did you make that?
That I
connection
didn't,
at all?
I didn't. I just thought it was, I didn't perceive it that way.
Yeah, me either.
I felt like that's kind of like this is the test of you. And like, he is just like the voice of reason. That's like, you, even though they lured her in to a degree, she chose it,
yeah.
Which is the same thing we all grapple with. Like, there is no real devil here. It's you. Like, and also that she could stop at any time.
Right. But things wouldn't go back to how they were.
Right.
And there was that hope of like, well, if I stop.
Yeah. But isn't that life?
Yeah.
You know, like
things never go back.
You can't go undo what you've created in your life. Like it exists. It doesn't work that way. So like, why, you know, like it makes sense that it would be like, this is your choice and respect the balance. That was said so many times. Respect the balance and remember you are one. But they don't act like one. Not even from the start.
Mm-mm.
Like you said, they don't try to communicate with each other. And it becomes, yeah, a separation of oneself. You know, that's kind of what she's done. She's allowed. I mean, it did happen literally. But you wonder, how could this have worked out differently?
Because like,
other people are doing it. The scene where she goes, that's a great scene, where she goes to get the substance. I don't know. She goes to pick it up. This is before. This is with the finger. She still has the finger. This is probably before she goes on the date. I think this is the catalyst for the date. She goes into the coffee shop.
Right. And she recognizes.
And she's in there trying to just like,
mark.
I don't know, take a minute. I forget why she's in there. And that old man is there, and mm-hmm. you find out that's the nurse.
Right, you could recognize the birthmark,
yeah.
on his.
And he's like, did they start taking more?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, it gets kind of boring. Like it's hard. It gets harder.
Yeah.
To like be alone, to not be the others, to not, and that's where she realizes like, I can't just do nothing all day. That's
right.
Why I think she decides to go on the date, is
because
she sees that guy, and that's why. But it's. Because you get the sense that he's been doing it for a while and somehow they're making it work.
But they're both examples of people who have started the process and like they're starting to get the ramifications, right? She has the finger,
mm-hmm.
like he's already experienced accelerated aging because his person's taking too much, and call the guy and he's like, well, nothing's going back and nothing will go back to how it was. And so then there's this level of acceptance and like, well, I guess we'll continue. And
yeah.
at what cost? Because if she had just stopped, she would have stayed essentially the same, but just like her one finger would have been damaged.
Right. And we almost don't find that out until it's too late.
I know,
for her.
But there's this sense of like, I'm already in this. Let's keep going. Even though I know this isn't good. This doesn't feel right. This is scary, but I'll just go a little further. I'll just try it. Like there's still that attachment to like, the payoff, I guess.
Yeah. Well, this is where the story to me is like the most profound, when it starts to go completely out of control. But just this scene, I wonder if.
And like how several times,
yeah,
like she's on the phone saying like, can, oh.
7 days.
Let's hear it. Did I already miss it? No, we're just watching this. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, listeners. So we're in the diner.
I'm trying to play the scene.
Did you follow me here?
I was just curious to find out how things were going for you.
Each time you feel a little more lonely.
Oh, isolation.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
The way we lie to ourselves.
Each time to remember that you still deserve to exist. That this part of yourself is still worth something. That you still matter.
Yeah, okay. So, sorry, that was an interesting thing to try. Yeah, what I love, I'll just add this too, like I said in the beginning, but I absolutely love how, if there's dialogue in this thing, it's so on point. It's not just like a lot of just to get you somewhere. It's like not necessary at all. And then when you hear a line, it's so fucking like meaningful. Like that whole thing that he just said. Right? Wow. Guys, go watch this movie. It's wild. It's
like best movie.
I really think it should get something. I know it gets completely nuts at the end. I mean, it really takes
Right, but don't get lost in what it gets nuts. Yeah, like that's my plea to the listener. If you haven't watched this, like please don't hang on your opinions of this movie on what happens in the end.
Dude, we are already an hour in.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And like that's what hurts my heart the most is like, because I remember when we went to the theater and the people were like, oh, what a waste of money. We're going to tell our friends not to see it. And it's like, no, you're missing the point. Like, don't get lost in the blood and the gore. That's not the point. That's not what the movie's about at all.
No, it's, I think people are reacting to it that way because it makes you feel so uncomfortable.
And remember how you said, yeah, like when we talked about it, you're like how you just want it to stop and it just keeps going and going and you're just like, please stop, and how that's an indication of like how we feel, like just make it stop.
Yeah, because you're watching like how hard she keeps it going, like even when it gets so bad. And then, and I told you the lines that really get profound are, I'll just bring in this to the end, is she gets, obviously it gets worse, she gets older and older to the point of like so old, and then
like boobs dangling down to her knees.
It's so bad. And that's when it's that bad, and she, even though she knows she can't take it, go back, she finally decides to end it. So she calls and she's like, I want to stop, and he's like, okay, come pick up your kit.
Yeah.
Then she has to like put the jacket on, the same jacket, wrangle herself all the way by. She, by the way, she is a fast old lady. This woman can run like nobody's business. I was like, she's flying. So she goes all the way, gets the thing, and then we're in this unbelievable moment where now she literally, because you don't know what that means to make it stop, like all these things are surprises along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered what it was going to be too, but literally what it is she's got to take this kind of needle and basically kill. She has to physically kill the other version of herself.
She has to kill Sue. It's a dark, isn't it a dark?
Yeah, I think you're liquid, right. Black, I think you're liquid. Right. And she has to stab her with this and then like inject her with it, and it's going to kill Sue.
Yeah.
So she, and this is why it blows my mind. And this is where it gets, I have to finish all this out. She basically like takes her and like stabs into her, and then she's got to inject it. So she stabs her and she's slowly injecting it, but she's looking at her face, this gorgeous version of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she stops and she's like, I can't. No, I can't. She's like, I hate myself.
Mm-hmm.
I hate myself. And then she says, if I remember correctly, they're all going to love you. They're all going to love you. Mm-hmm. And she pauses. And in that moment, I think that's when Sue wakes up, because now something weird has happened with this whole thing.
Right.
And she is, now they're both there at the same time.
Yes.
And then there's this fucking crazy battle, because now Sue realizes she's trying to kill me or get rid of me. So now she is going to viciously take out the older version herself, which is like so interesting how literal it becomes. And like I heard somewhere another, because I listened to another podcast with the director, and that's why I said like it feels horrible, but it's so purposeful, because it's like, I don't know, it's like the anger And I feel like we live with that. The way that she smashes her face and like it's this bloody fight is how we feel about getting old.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we want to smash it out of us.
Yeah.
I think that was underlying. And I bet you money that was what was propelling like the acting in that scene, which is like, why would I want to kill this person so so graphically? Why am I so mad at her? Well, it's because she is representing the thing that you hate.
You don't want to become, right?
Yes. So she's just like, and she just takes it out on her. And then, oh my God. And this is where I love it too. I kind of love the ending, even though it gets so whack, is just because now Sue's like kind of thinks she's got it all, but she's forgetting that like you just started the whole process over again by like injecting yourself with the activator to keep yourself going. Then she starts falling apart. The teeth start coming out. So there's no fighting what's happening to anybody in the end. Sue can't maintain it. Elizabeth couldn't maintain the beauty. And now everybody's falling apart. And it just, I mean, you can, I don't know. I don't need to describe it. And that's why it gets so uncomfortable, right? Because you're just like, can this just stop, please? Like everything just stop trying. Stop trying to be gorgeous. Stop trying to be beautiful. Stop. Like this needs to end, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got, guys. That's a lot. But yeah, I'm still even thinking about it. I'm like, it's visceral for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Julie, thank you for coming on.
Oh my gosh, so much fun.
Was this a good conversation?
I think we finally had a good one. We tried to do one on Ripley and it was a dud, so we didn't post it, but maybe we'll revisit.
Do you think?
But like, I feel like we're back, you know, like
we had an interesting conversation.
So I hope you enjoyed this.
Yeah, go see the movie. It wasn't goofy for me. Sometimes I'm like really goofy talking about these movies, but this one really hit home.
Yeah.
And I know we got to end this, but like real briefly, like, I'm going to bring up some current day things just really fast, not about the movie, but about aging and about this concept in our culture right now, which is, you know, everybody, I have Pamela Anderson on my mind.
Mm.
Somehow she showed up at an event and she didn't wear makeup and it became big news, you know, Pamela Anderson, no makeup. Look at, you know, she's showing her age.
I'm laughing, but like,
because
it's like, it's so ridiculous, right? Like,
it is. Yeah.
Like, thank you for doing that, Pamela. Like, yes.
Well, it became such a hot topic. Yeah. It's so unbelievable that she would go out and be seen. And this is like, right to my point, which is like, here's somebody who did something pretty normal and like it's being seen as this brave act.
Yes, I know.
Wow, look what you did. You took off your makeup.
But
like,
it breaks it down. It really does.
That's
why I'm saying like it
doesn't
is.
It? Yeah, it is. It's interesting.
Yes, that's why I said thank you.
It's
not that big of a deal. But
it shouldn't be.
It
shouldn't be, but we carry it. That's it. We carry it. And I just love that this director was like, I'm fucking pointing
it out.
But
it's like dropping the end of the rope. Like we have the power to not engage in this behavior, this thinking, like, and having conversation, breaking the isolation and like talking about like, right. That's how you break out of things.
Yeah. What is it really about you? Like, do you do that? Like, let's just say you're feeling, I mean, I don't know. That was the question in the movie too, was like, is this about her? Okay, a choice to get yourself a Botox treatment, dye your hair, whatever. Is that about, I wonder if we even ask ourselves that. Is that about how I need to feel about myself? Or is that the voice of society that I'm trying to please? I don't know which one it is. Do you even know? I mean, honestly, that's the question for everyone. Sorry, that was my insight timer giving me a little like,
oh, I was like, wow, ding! That's a cool bell.
It's like an app that like take a moment. It's my meditation. Stop. Maybe it's telling me to end this podcast, which I need to, but I would actually, you know, to just for fun, like anybody think about it, like what is your motivation? And I don't even know if we stop to think about it. That's my point is I think it's so ingrained in us as women to like, be accepted And that being pretty is a part of that in some way. And if you're not, then you won't have value. You won't matter, like he says. And then there's the isolation, you know? Do I just, whatever, I won't go out.
Yeah, I'll just stay home, watch TV.
I don't need to be seen.
I'll just eat and
yeah,
because
I don't really want to be seen.
Numb out.
Yeah, and I think that was part of it too. She doesn't want to be seen because she's the ugly version of herself now. Even though in the beginning you're like, wow, she's so beautiful. Well, she doesn't feel it now.
Mm-mm.
Not compared to that one,
mm-hmm.
Right? Stay home. So like, I do think I would pose that question like to anybody. And this is a commentary about our culture and about women in society and how we're being taught certain things. Anyway, sorry. Julie's yawning, which is my sign. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I would love it if aging started becoming beautiful. And I really think that it is beautiful. I don't think lines on your face make you less interesting. And I kind of find that sad that we don't feel we actually have to question that before we're okay with making that choice of like, I'm just going to let it all hang out, you know, like, I don't know. I wonder. Like, and it's still a question for me. I'm going to admit, like, do I allow it or do I adjust it or I don't know. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. But I like, as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking of women who are in their 70s who I still think are stunning and beautiful. And I look up to that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I just said Pamela
and like, they
Anderson.
Don't do the whole thing, like the makeup and the. And no, the Botox and everything.
No, like I think of
the
somebody.
Hair is gray, you know.
Yes, and who I think of instantly when it comes to movie stars is Jessica Tandy, because Jessica Tandy is an older. She like worked up until she was in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that woman worked up until like who knows how old, and she didn't look. She looked old. She was an old lady. I mean, she had. I'm just saying, and that is also. It's like. We're being fed this through what we see on TV and imagery, you know, like the more older people don't look old anymore, then there's no room for us to look old. That's kind of
why
how
not?
The, I
That's
don't,
how it feels.
Well, and I'm saying like there needs to be that there's a need for older actors in stories. We need people to look like what we actually are. But don't you see how it's changing? Like there's less and less older actresses that actually look old. People fight
but
it up until they're 80.
But okay, but I mean, you're still saying that like getting old is the fundamental truth about life, but it's not.
Okay, now this is a whole other episode.
I know. We should really.
Okay. Like, we'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Because I like this one too.
Yeah.
I do. I guess I'm referring to like the physical, whatever that is for you, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in any way, like instead of. Grappling with fighting the exterior, because you're right. You're
right.
Saying like if we focus more on the interior, whatever comes out is what comes out. But if we're going outside in, that's what I'm guessing you're
okay.
trying to say. Then that is kind of like defeating.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, let's hear
I'm
it.
Just saying, get out a dictionary. You know, like I'm saying, like like.
Do it.
You know, like when yeah. you look at what life is, like read about what life is, like what it is. And like when you really understand what life is, you understand that death has no part in it. Like death, there's not like life does not become life doesn't die.
Right. It's not. Yeah, I get what
and
you're
so
saying.
Like this, like death is the lie about life.
Wow. Yes.
Right. And but yeah. yet it's like it's mass advertised. Everywhere you look, there's this belief that like everybody says that life dies and like, look, there's proof. Well, this person died and this person, like there's like so much like proof to like about this lie.
Yeah.
And you still get yeah. to say no. You still get to educate yourself about what life is. And the other thing about like begets like, it creates more of itself. It doesn't create things unlike itself. And death is an opposite of life.
Wow.
So life does not create death. They're complete opposites. They like death creates more death, more lies, everything. And like life creates more life, beauty, good thing. You know, like just I'm all I'm asking for is an education. Like go to the dictionary and like learn and stop accepting like the lies about things that like we accept just past. That's why I'm saying, like, why are you so invested in like getting old? The thing about being old.
I'm just saying, like, I think everybody's caught up with it. Like, that is buying into it. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting. This is what I mean about the movie.
Like, yeah. And it's like,
and then it takes work to undo this thinking.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
It can, like, be undone.
Yeah. And she's just, I like appreciate that she made a film. I also just, listen, we need more female directors. We need more female storytellers. Awesome. We need someone to say, like, this is fucked up and I'm going to make a movie about it. Like, yeah, like I feel kind of crazy about this. And like, this is how I'm going to show you how fucked up it is. And I'm like, yeah, because it woke me up.
Yeah.
It affected me. Yeah. And this is the us show, the film effect, you know? And what you're saying is, I mean, this is, and you're right, it's a whole other episode.
Yeah.
Because it's also about how we're all consumers and they just want to, I feel like we're just being fed anything so that they can keep us spending our money and locked in on like what we think we need. It's like they're telling us what we need and we aren't thinking about what do we actually need. Like,
but we are having those conversations. We are starting to think about what we actually need.
You think people are?
I mean, it's happening right here. All I know is like experience, like what's happening now. I can't say what other people are doing.
Well, we're doing it here, so that's okay. It's just come and get your deep thoughts. This is not a feminist podcast. No, but it could be. You decide, guys. You decide. All right. I'm going to end this thing.
All right.
We have things to do for the rest of the day.
Yes, we do. I got scoot.
I hope to have a different movie. I'm going to really try. I know I have really not been on point about every time I do one and I say, we're going to do another one. I am really going to do another one. I have people lined up. Please save this episode, save your show, subscribe, whatever. I'm going to have more content for everybody. Please come back. If you are a local and you've seen this, heard it, and you're like, I got a movie I want to talk about, then please message me. I would love to have you. And yeah, guys, please appreciate movies and art. It's good stuff. Get you thinking. And have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Bye.